The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
All right. How are you rocking in this Hanukkah beast?
Robbie.
First of all, it's day four.
I hate you.
So? I know it's a little late.
Is it? It's what? Only the halfway point.
Wow, it's actually hump day on hump day.
Yeah, it is. He is wearing himself a serious Hanukkah sweatshirt.
No, no, no.
I will tweet it.
No, wait.
I will social media the hell out of the sweater.
He is wearing a too small Hanukkah sweatshirt.
You guys are both sweatshirted up. Like, what do you got? You got going on?
First of all, listen, mine might be a little bit tight. Yours is bad on the eyes.
No, I like it.
Young man.
That's my style.
Powers in your hand.
I want that sweatshirt. Where'd you get that sweatshirt?
Jamaica.
I want to go to Jamaica just to get that sweatshirt.
Really? Where'd you get that one?
You better make the right moves.
Did you get that in the gift shop at synagogue?
No. I ordered it on JewsRUs.com.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. We should ask them if they probably want to be a sponsor.
Hebrews have a gift shop.
We can the Hebrews will make money any way possible.
Yeah.
All right. Well, today's going to be a fun show.
Is it really?
We're going to class up this joint, all right?
Yeah, we got suits.
You guys know that we've been working on the movement, Give Dwayne Biscayne. We've been working very hard to get Biscayne Boulevard in front of the American Airlines Arena, renamed to Dwayne Wade Boulevard before the end of his last season, because it's only right. I mean, Christ, if Don Shula and Dan Marino have their own roads, Dwayne Wade deserves his own road, and quite frankly, twice as long. I'm just going to say it. But, you know.
Wait, Dwayne Wade's road should be longer than Don Shula's?
No doubt.
Really?
Are you crazy?
The winningest coach in NFL history?
The man that had the undefeated season?
Please.
I mean, I hate to say it, but he did do a lot of compiling.
Oh, my Jesus.
Facts is facts. What were they, like four teams back then?
347. That's his number one.
So it's not a disrespect to Don Shula. It's only to spotlight the greatness of Dwayne Wade.
Here. Now, let's be clear. You did pick the mother of all roads in South Florida.
Yeah, I know. That's what he deserves.
I mean,
it's like, remember,
why not name the turnpike? Hell, you already take the longest state road.
Well, I mean, that makes no sense. The turnpike doesn't run by the arena. Okay, Dan Marino Boulevard and Don Shula is it drive?
Expressway.
874.
They're both by the stadium.
No, they're not.
Well, you see the signs by the stadium.
No, you don't.
No,
the 874 is all the way down south. Yeah, it's not even close.
Don Shula's not a golf course.
All right, well, Dan Marino Boulevard's there. That's my point.
Dan Marino's just part of Heinz Dairy for like 2 seconds.
Hey.
Yeah, and it's only like a block and a half.
It would be longer if he had rings. It would be.
Hey, I just want you guys over
there
to know what you're
doing.
What? No bit of professional political, your political career is not going to be able to deal with this guy.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know right now. I'm just telling you.
All right,
I'm telling you.
No. Don't listen to him. Because every time you say I'm wrong about something, it comes through.
Like what?
Everything?
Really?
Oh, okay. Oh, what are you salty about? Because Dwayne Wade didn't give you wine on Media Day?
No.
What is this about?
That's right. You're the only one that didn't get wine. I got wine.
Yeah. I mean, like, look.
I found that hilarious.
I would just say if I was D. Wade and I had a room full of you guys, guess who I'm giving the wine to first?
The guy who's actually working on getting him a road.
No! Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The guy that's been there from day one.
Crazy. Anyway.
Really?
So we've been working on
really?
This.
Really?
The guy that's
relax.
The guy that,
pipe down.
Not,
don't worry about these details.
Not the land bro over here.
Listen. I've been working on this movement. I've been in talks with the mayor and the mayor's office, and they seem very behind this, but I need more movement. The mayor's a very busy guy, all right? So Michael Grieco, he is a state representative for District 113. He is coming in.
Wasn't he on 21 Jump Street?
I don't know. Were you, Michael? Anyway, he's going to come in, and we're going to talk some D-Wade Boulevard because we need to get some wheels in motion here. I don't work at the speed of politics. They got to do things their own way. There's a lot of hurt. I'm learning about all these crazy rules. I didn't want to know about these rules because all I said was, let's just do it.
Of course you did.
You just wanted to do it via Twitter and that was it. Like, you didn't want to have to
Because, listen, if the president could go make official presidential statements on Twitter, my proclamation should be just as good. That's politics these days. It's 2018, baby.
Jeez.
Get on board. Let's get the headlines, huh?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
And I quote, if the president can do what he does on Twitter, then my proclamation on Twitter should be good enough.
That's today's America, is it not? What's fair is fair. You ever hear of equal politics?
Oh, Jesus.
No!
That's what that is.
Oh, my goodness. These guys, they got their suits on.
Oh,
they're looking
yeah.
all professional.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know.
And they're about to go on a show with a guy wearing a Hanukkah sweatshirt.
All right.
And he looks like Butterbean.
I mean, jeez.
And none of the chairs working here.
There's a bunch of soccer today. There's stuff going on. There's nothing huge going on other than
he lost
Kelly. I mean, this is all last night. I mean, everything that we should talk about is all last night. The Panthers was a big 5-0 win. The Heat lost. Hassan wandered off the bench.
How do you feel about that?
I don't care.
Oh, really? Really?
I don't care.
Because you were squawking in here during the playoffs about Boston Bruins are my first sports love. I love the Bruins.
That's true.
Got their ass whooped last night by the Panthers.
5-0.
Thundercatted out the building.
Correct. We'll see what happens.
They play like the Patriots when they come down here.
Hey, listen. Talk to me when we get to April, okay?
I'm not going to talk to you when we get to April.
No,
April's not here. And what's here is you took a Boston ass whooping last night, and now you got New England coming down here. You know what this place is? It's a house of horrors for Brady.
Yeah, you're shook.
It's not good. It's not good. It's fine. Whatever.
No. Robbie. He's doing it again.
He's doing the reverse jinx again.
He's doing the reverse jinx.
He's going to kick rocks again.
What's going to happen? You're just going to be, no big deal, count my rings.
You know what?
Real original.
Five rings.
I hope you pick them out of the doom bucket.
He's going to pick the Dolphins.
How about this? I will pick the Dolphins-Patriots game no matter who picks it.
Nah.
No.
Tradesies.
No sale.
It defies the rules.
Tradesies rules.
No sale. You're disrespecting the bucket.
Hassan Whiteside just wandered off the bench last night.
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade said he had a tinkle.
Get it ready.
What's the box for?
It's coming. Go ahead.
That's about it. It's nothing. I mean,
I'd kind of like to know what the box is for.
Kelly is right about everything.
Kelly Bryant's going to Mizzou.
Like Yelich not hitting 20 home runs.
Yeah, that worked out for us though. So I'm not boxed in. It was great exposure.
It still means you were wrong.
Nah.
Water off a duck's back. I knew when that trade happened, it was a bad trade.
What kind of duck?
I don't know. A regular duck.
Okay.
Not one of those weird-ass ducks that you see just roaming around with all the red stuff on its face.
No, that's a regular duck.
No, I'm talking about...
Those pretty ducks, they're not from here.
No, I'm talking about a mallard. Real classy. No, I thought when you said the boxed-in thing, I thought it was going to be a Hassan point.
No.
For leaving. You know what I did when Hassan Whiteside left the bench? Whatever.
He didn't play the whole fourth quarter.
At this point, what am I going to do? Get mad at Hassan Whiteside for doing dopey stuff?
Well, the question is why did he leave the bench? Was it just like, hey, I just don't feel like it.
You know why he left the bench. What do you mean, why did he leave the bench?
He was doing that Hassan thing that we all said
like
drives us crazy.
Here's what he wanted to do. He wanted to make a stink after the game to the media and say, it's clear what's going on here. I go have a good first quarter, and they phase me out in the second half. It's so clear.
Except
you know what
they
did?
Didn't let him talk.
Yeah. You know what they said? Hey, Hassan, go cool off. Why don't you go, quote unquote, have shooting practice? No talking for you today. You're not going to pull that move. How many times are we going to do this? I'm upset with my role. It's clear what the GM wants. Yeah. You know what? Sorry. That's what they want. Sorry if they want to develop their young guys because.
You think that's
the
only reason why
you.
He's not playing?
Yeah, he's also doesn't know what to do on defense. They're a minus with him on the court.
Okay. So that's not the only reason that they want to go young.
But that's what he wants to do.
By the way,
wants to go out there with his megaphone. And you know what I want to say? You know what, Hassan? I'm just over the story. How many times are we going to do this? We're gonna play the motivation yo-yo with Hassan Whiteside
but again.
What is he?
I got bigger concerns.
He doesn't need to sit in the locker room and talk to the media to get a story out. He's the most social media athlete in South Florida.
No. Trust me. He wanted Ira Windermann to sit down there, pen and paper in hand. Ira, hear my story. I got another one for you.
As long as
and even Spo was after it after the game, like they're asking him, "Hey, did you get an explanation?" He goes, "Nah." He's over it.
Just downplayed it.
Just over it. Like, Wade's like, yeah, he had to go to the bathroom. What's anybody going to say? Because let's say when he goes to the media today and he says, yeah, I had to go to the bathroom. Somebody going to go doubt him? Did you have to go to the bathroom? It's not going to be like an interrogation like Urban Meyer.
Someone said he should have, once he left the bench, he should have kept walking to the airport.
He can't. What about his koi fish?
Someone will go.
That's the reason. Like, he pulls, you know what? That gets on the front of ESPN today. Nobody will trade for him. Good, I get to stay with my fish. He's happy about that.
What a ploy.
I mean, are we just, like...
Just over it,
are
dude.
We frustrated
S'mores.
That you try... You give him every opportunity...
S'mores.
...to not be that guy again. And we've all given him excuses going into this year.
He is I come out of what yesterday. He is, what he is.
Yeah, it's like,
what
I come is. Out of this game, and I'm like, well, it's not the biggest reason they lost. Like, Jay Rich was Brick City yesterday. Couldn't hit water if he fell off of a boat.
Hey.
Like, that's kind of a bigger deal. Jay Rich, since the month turn, can't shoot.
Guess what?
It's been 3 days.
3 games.
Guess
not
what?
Good.
I hate to tell everyone, here's the dose of reality. Every player the Heat has, they are who they are.
Not Bam.
No.
Bam is the only... Okay, you are right. Bam is the only one that has room for growth. Everybody, Fillercraft is Fillercraft.
Wait a minute.
Jay Rich is Jay Rich.
Wait a minute.
Roddy Magruder is Roddy Magruder. Whiteside... Is Whiteside.
Whiteside is Whiteside.
There's one guy that has room for growth is Bam. Goran is Goran. There is no room for growth with everybody
else.
Don't
do that. No. Don't do that with Goran. Don't do that.
Goran's Goran.
No. His knee doesn't work. Don't do that.
But he's not getting better.
Because his knee hurts.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, like.
As a player.
Like, as a player. Like,
last year was his first All-Star season. Boxed in. He got better.
That was last year.
Okay. So he
that's
had
it.
The
that was the peak. That was it.
Now we don't know.
All-Star's a peak? That's not bad.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
he
was like third injury replacement.
Let's back this up. Okay.
Facts are facts.
Are you telling me that Jay Rich can't get any better?
Nope.
Because come on, man.
Nope.
Do you understand he's playing a role that he's not supposed to play?
Not it.
He's
Sorry.
Not supposed to handle the ball that
I
much.
Am
they
not
don't want
buying
him to, but they
anymore.
Don't have another point guard.
Not buying it anymore.
You still have to cut him some slack because he's playing a position he's not meant to play.
All right, man, but like.
Listen,
it's still bad. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, because he had a bad game or a bad couple of games?
He's had a bad run. He's been Brick City.
Listen, okay, Princess, like, that never happens?
Princess Leia
like,
said...
Like, man, you guys are judging every game like you have, like...
Yeah, them's the breaks. It's sports.
Oh,
Princess Leia said...
Yeah, I promise you, Jay Rich will continue to get better.
Nah.
He's on what, he's 25, 26?
Not getting better.
It's 25, 26.
Mark it down.
And
mark it down. Not
what
getting
is
better.
The benchmark to when you could say that?
Not getting
like
better.
Like 27, 28?
Not getting better.
Right? Okay, so
unless he has some
can
sort
we
of
wait to that? Or because
nerve
your
situation.
Team's not winning, he doesn't get a pass. He doesn't get an opportunity to get better.
2 of 14? It's criticism street.
2 of 14?
2 for 14 from the floor?
Oh, that never happens to a basketball player. They always shoot their percentage every single game.
Okay, you know what you do? You bounce back.
Okay.
You bounce back. When he bounces back, pat on the butt. When he doesn't, gotta face it. Gotta face it. You know what gotta face? The music.
The music. That is true.
What did Princess Leia say?
Oh,
she
goodness.
Said, help me, Obi-Wan. You're our only hope. In this case, the Heat are saying, help us, Obam-Wan. You're our only hope.
Hit it quick as you can.
Minus one.
Minus one.
Oh, my goodness, that was bad.
All right, let's.
I tried to get that in five
That was terrible.
Minutes.
We sound so dumb. Let's smart it up in here. Michael Grieco, he's a state representative for District 113. He is going to come in here. He said, you know, we put out the bat signal to a lot of politicians and a lot of people who do civil service down here in Miami. Who wants to come out here? Who wants to step up to the plate and make Dwayne Wade Boulevard happen? And he's stepping up to the plate to try and help us out. We'll talk to him in studio next.
Can you feel the heat?
All right, we'll get back into some of the action from last night. I know a lot of Heat fans are frustrated, but...
There was no action.
I mean, there was action. It wasn't good action. It wasn't good action, but there was action. You know what Robbie says?
Action's action.
Action is action. Yep.
Action's action. So joining us in studio right now, we got Michael Grieco, who's a state representative for District 113. And Michael, thank you for joining us in studio. Much appreciated.
I promised I'd be here.
Yeah, so you were you sent out the bat signal on social media and saying that if you got voted in, and congratulations for getting voted in.
Thank you.
That you'd be an advocate for Dwayne Wade Boulevard. How did you come about hearing it? Did you hear it on our show? Did you hear it via social media? How did you hear about the movement?
Well, I go back with Romberg a long time.
Yeah.
So, you know, back at school actually.
You went to the U?
Yeah, I went to the U for law school. So I was there.
Oh, there you go.
I was there when Romberg had just started.
Nice.
So he and I have been friends for years. So I follow him. I saw it pop up, and I told you during the campaign. I was like, I'll come full circle, and I got sworn in 2 weeks ago.
That's awesome.
And I'm here now.
What has office been like? Has it been everything you imagine it would be?
Well, yeah, we just got back from Tallahassee for trip number one. Was good stuff. So we're getting ready to get back to work. I go back up next week.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So for this type of thing, like, I've kind of gone back and forth, and I'm not used to dealing with politics and the whole moon, but I know it goes. There's a lot that goes into it. From your standpoint, what do you see as the best way to make this happen? How can we rename Biscayne Boulevard in front of the American Airlines Arena to Dwayne Wade Boulevard?
Well, I know that the mayor of Miami's on board. I was with him this morning.
Nice.
Topic of conversation.
Awesome.
We're at some hoity-toity Art Basel thing, and all we wanted to talk about was this.
Nice.
So it was good. So Francis Suarez is committed, and he told me I have permission to tell you guys that he's on board.
Excellent.
So we'll get a resolution from the city of Miami, but the decision's at the state level, which is on me and the Florida Department of Transportation. So day one after I got sworn in, I was already meeting with the Florida Department of Transportation, not on this issue, but
making inroads.
Already, you know, greasing the wheels a little bit.
I like that.
So we feel good about it. Even if it's a co-naming, maybe we'll do you know, one block for every ring he won.
I like it. That's pretty fantastic.
Nice little twist to it.
I'm a little offended by telling you that I was a suit, and you know, I heard this on the, you know, the first time you guys were on. So I do want to point out.
I'm
rocking my Dwayne Wade
stuff. That's fantastic.
That is amazing.
Those are top notch.
You are a man of the people.
That's the culture right there. I like that. Yeah, these things are always fun. Like, when I know you got to deal with a lot of serious stuff that comes aboard, and people wanting stuff fixed all the time. But something like this, like when you want to broach getting something like this named after a guy like Dwayne Wade, who means a lot to this city. He's done he's brought a lot of feel good and done a lot of great community work for the city of Miami. So when you do hear ideas like this kind of kicked about with you and the mayor, is it something that you feel like is going to be something hard to get done, or do you feel like this is something you feel good can get done?
No, I think we can make it happen. The Speaker of the House, who is the El Jefe of the House of Representatives, he's a Dade County guy. You know, Francis Suarez and I, we're both, you know, young guys, athletes. So this is something that we wanted to get involved with. We think we can make it happen. It's a nonpartisan issue. It's fun.
That's what I'm saying.
It's kind of good for everybody. So it's go ahead.
Is the arena in your district?
Yeah, it is.
Excellent.
Yeah. All that is why I jumped on it when I was tweeting with Tobin over the summer.
That's pretty fantastic. So, like, when this all came about, like, did this come? You said that you wanted to do this if you got elected. Is it something that actually popped in mind? Because I'm sure you have a lot of things that are going to be on your plate.
It was on the list. It's on the list.
I have a lot of things that I was going to fulfill on this campaign. Dwayne Wade Boulevard has to be one of them.
Got to fulfill promises. If you're going to make a promise, you got to follow through. But yeah, this was one that I had tweeted out, and a few people saw it. So, you know, I can't go back on it, nor would I want to.
All right, so
this is good stuff.
All right, so what is the next step? You say a resolution goes on to say, like, can you give us a timeline of when that may go down to when we can get maybe.
He's trying to get it done for next Tuesday.
Maybe back when the Western Conference.
I don't think I can get it for you for Hanukkah. Mm. I don't think it's coming through in 2018. But yeah, listen, I think we can pull it off if there needs to be action at the state level on the legislative side. I think we can make it happen. It's not something we're going to get pushback on. It's just about, you know, making sure nobody administratively just tries to jam us up. And
I just want to make sure there's somebody coming back and be like, all right, well, if you rename this Dwayne Wade Boulevard, I want this renamed after me. Like, I don't know how this works with these kind of favors. Like, these people are like, all right, I'll remember this. I'll allow Dwayne Wade Boulevard. One day I'm going to come to you, Michael, and I'm going to ask for a favor.
No, we'll see. I Dwayne's done a lot for us as a community. He's like you said, in the first the first few minutes of the show, you were talking about Dan Marino and Don Shula and Dwayne Wade's right up there with them.
Absolutely.
And you know, rings aside, it's he came back to us.
Yeah.
And he's somebody that's been a been a leader in the community, even outside of sports, and a philanthropist, and somebody who believes in this community, and you know, be a great testament to him and his career, as well as something fun for the kids. My 9-year-old's got his Dwayne Wade jersey. He'd love nothing better than to be there that day.
Yeah, and one of the things that I've always just thought with this one in particular, when I came up with the idea of doing it, like, it's not that, you know, crazy of a concept. Oh, let's rename a road after Dwayne Wade. Like, oh, he's one of the best athletes of all time. What an original idea. But the reason I want it done now is because I feel like a lot of the times when those things are done, they're way after they're retired. Like, I think it would be pretty awesome if it would be in his final year, just to put a nice bow on it. Like, obviously the Heat are going to do awesome stuff. You see the league, they're exchanging jerseys night in and night out, but it would be kind of cool to have this city slash, you know, basically this side of the state for him that is, you know, harken back to a ton of memories that he's given it. That would be that nice little send-off that the city could give to him and that he could cherish. I don't know if it's something that maybe he thought would happen that quickly, but, man, it would be pretty spectacular if this could be almost the city send-off for him.
Listen, if there's a way to do it, let's get it done. Like I told you over the summer, if I can make it happen, I'm going
to
make it happen.
Do we have to rope in any other representatives, like Representative Joseph?
Yeah, do I got to shake any hands?
I'm going to put a coalition together.
Okay.
We have something called the Dade Delegation, which is every state senator and every state representative in Dade County. And if I can get them all to sign off on it, I will. And I'm going to try to get the commitment of all of the commissioners in the city of Miami, as well as the mayor. Maybe I'll even get some of the Miami Beach folks involved.
Pretty awesome. Michael Grieco's joining us in studio right now. So what is the rest of the day like? I mean, this has got to be the best part of the day where you're talking about renaming a street. You gotta kiss a lot of babies and shake hands today. What's the deal?
Today, yeah. I still got a day job, but I'm skipping that today for the most part.
Nice.
The rest of the day, let's see. We've got a Hanukkah thing at 5.
There you go.
I've got something political at 7. We're interviewing another staff member at 3. And we got to go back to some Art Basel stuff. So it's a little.
The Art Basel.
Oh, yeah. Got a little That's bit of huge. That going on. Oh, I came straight from there to here. So.
Yeah. Art Basel is so hoity toity.
It is.
It is.
You got me in a suit. I wouldn't be in the suit.
I guess the Art Basel, though, it's big. It's big. The international people love the Art Basel. They come in from everywhere.
Listen, it's great. For Miami Beach, it's the Super Bowl for them, even though we got the Super Bowl coming in a few years.
Yeah.
It's a big deal, and it's something that's been going on for 17 years and something we're really proud of. I was a commissioner on the beach previously, so I was, you know, my colleagues were a big part of that.
Do you have a particular favorite Dwayne Wade moment that sticks out for you? Is it a championship? Is it a overtime win against
the
Bulls?
For me, it's every time he's on the ground. You know,
every time he just dives in. Did you see that he almost took out Barkov the other day?
Yep.
In the front row, and we're like, oh, man, that's pretty awesome. Dwayne Wade landed in row 5. We didn't realize that he almost took out the star of the Panthers when that all was going down.
Yeah, but the star of the Panthers, you know, he lives and works at Broward, so who cares?
I don't know where he does. Does he live in Broward?
Sure.
Well, yeah,
as I know.
He's Barkov.
Yeah, so do you.
Yeah, man. Barky.
I'm 305 till I die.
Well, Mike, we appreciate you stopping in, man.
My pleasure. I'm glad you reached back out. This is great.
Thank you for being a part of this, and we appreciate the support on this, and we're looking forward to it, man. Keep us posted.
I will.
We'll keep the movement strong. We know a lot of people want it. Is there any way people can go out there and follow you?
Listen, Twitter, Instagram. I'm not your grandma's elected official. So if you live in Little Havana, downtown Miami, Miami Beach, and North Bay Village, you're one of us. And it's either at Mike Grieco on Twitter or on Instagram.
Awesome. Michael Grieco, thank you for stopping by, man.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back right after this.
Yeah, guys. I need you the most.
This Robbie Random came in with some, like, updated music.
Well, there's new rules around here, so my choices are limited.
I told you if there's something you need, let me know.
I did. I sent an email. I sent you an email last week.
Is that
week.
In there yet? Probably not.
I have to check. It's probably not in there.
You know it's not in there.
Because
it's only the most important song of the station. It's like a station rule.
It's only handled by the production director.
You know what's amazing? Mm. How Beast has told me on occasion, check your email, check your email, check your email, check me. I sent your email. Email me. Yet every time somebody sends him an email, I haven't seen it yet.
What does that have to do? What are you talking about right now?
I'm talking about you and emails.
Okay. Robbie sent me an email of a song that we had to move from one part of the system to the other.
Did you check the email?
Yep.
Did you do it?
Yeah. I can't do it. I don't have permission in Next Gen to be able to do
that. Did you follow up, assistant and program director?
I did, with our production director.
Is it done?
Nope.
Follow up?
Have followed up.
Four mackerels.
Split some wigs.
He's on vacation this week.
Split some wigs to somebody's working the building.
How hard is it to just move something from one file to the other?
The only person that has permission is that person.
Nah, you can go get it.
You're the worst.
I'm not the worst. Why is it now me? Why is it
always me?
We didn't ask
you.
None of us asked for the burden. You wanted to be a suit. All right. We all just wanted to do our radio show. You decided I want to be a suit, and that's fine. That's on you. You want to move up in the world? Cool. No one's holding it against you, but don't get mad when we lash out when things don't get done. That's the job you chose, buddy boy, not us.
There you go.
I can't.
I could have been an assistant program director. I chose not to. Want to know why? Don't want to deal with bleep like this.
Right.
You chose to be
you
a suit.
Not
but he doesn't want to deal with
director.
Anything.
I wouldn't make it. Please.
You would not make it.
Please. I guarantee you.
After seven webinars, you'd be like, I'm out.
You want to know why?
Yeah.
I wouldn't take them.
And then you
wouldn't take them. And then what? What are they going to do about it? Nothing. You want to know why? Because they don't care. You want to know why? Because they only make you take those webinars to make it seem like they care about what they're doing. They don't. It's nonsense. I know how it works. You want to know why? I know how people work. I'm a people person.
You might have went too far there.
Yeah, you should have stopped.
No.
You should have stopped it. I know how people work.
I know how this place works.
Right.
Trust me.
Just leave it there.
Can I ask you a question?
No.
Have we ever come to
you
as a suit and asked you about something and didn't have to go to somebody else? You have never actually either resolved a matter or answered a question. You just directed to somebody else.
That's what I do well. No, you don't.
Like, you don't even do that well. Because we still get three schedules a week.
And then when we screw up, if something, you guys are the last line of defense. You throw people under the bus.
You didn't dump something this morning.
I wasn't there. I was recording an interview. Guy?
Don't call me guy.
Guy? But who's quick to do your sports flashes if you need a helping hand?
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty
any
amazing.
Questions?
Nope.
Any questions asked?
Hey,
or just done?
You're like, hey, Robbie, sports flash.
I got to be at this meeting with top suits.
Well, Robbie has taken over the 11 and 12 sports flashers. Those are his.
Good. Because he's got to do webinars. You know what we did with our webinar today? Let it roll, baby. You think we listened to a word that was said? Nope.
I don't even know what the webinar was about.
Nope.
What was it about?
Hey, and I'll tell you one thing, Entercom. If you want me to watch it with sound on, buy me lunch. Suits, a bunch of shadows in the background won't give us a third hour. You want me to watch your webinar from 2016? Kick sharp rocks.
From 2016?
Yes.
That's why your webinar.
It's 2 years old.
It was one of the monthly digital webinars
that
we have to take.
Get the hell out of here.
Re-racked up.
Watch your webinar. You think I'm watching? Nope. Guess what? Let that baby play. Congratulations, you finished. I'm like, bet your ass I did. And then you want to know what's going to happen?
Talk about rerun radio.
Yeah, and if you want to know what's going to happen if any issues, did you see it in the webinar? Oh, my computer froze on that part. Sorry. Prove it that it didn't. Suckers.
Can we just tone it down a notch? Because
nope.
You get fired up at the wrong stuff.
This irritates me to no end.
I'm not a big fan of webinars either.
Because that's a CYA move. They're just having me. I don't even have any responsibility with that stuff at all.
No.
At all.
None.
At all. And they're making me take some. They didn't even make a new one. They gave me an old one. That's insulting to me.
You're not even worth a new one.
No one's worth a new one.
And by the by, second one we've had to do because one was a mistake.
That is true.
Hell out of here, corporate.
Somebody says, can you please tell Robbie?
Let me ask you something.
To turn his mic up.
I don't mean to keep going here.
This is the day.
But I'm upset.
This is the day. This is it.
Answer me right now, suit.
Yeah.
Look at me.
This is the day.
Look at me. Look at me. Did Francesa watch that?
Did Francesa watch that?
He was supposed to.
Do you think he did?
I can't answer.
Wait,
for
he
that.
Can't even what stay awake during his show.
I can't even.
How can he watch Sam for a webinar?
I'm gonna give a hard no to that.
Actually, in the I believe New York was one of the markets where everyone completed it.
Yeah, sure they did. Sure they did. You know what he said?
Hey, everybody, did everybody complete it here?
No, we're still straggling.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care. I mean,
he has some intro to it.
Hey,
they do care.
I'm telling you.
He's got some dude like Bob in promotions he's got to answer to.
Lynn guilted me into doing it.
Yeah. I trust me, I did it too. Hell out of here.
Didn't even care about Stan Lee's death.
Oh, but you logged in. Did I? Really? Prove I wasn't hacked. Prove it. Every athlete, they get their Twitter account hacked. Leroy gets his Twitter account hacked.
I got mine hacked after one day.
Yeah, you guys are real bastards.
One day Instagram.
You didn't enjoy our top lawyer, Johnny Palumbo's spiel?
I don't know who that is because I didn't listen to a damn word. Sorry, Johnny.
Do you think it's smart that you're just saying this on the air?
I don't care.
What if today's the day they actually listen?
They're not. We're all nude right now. Entercom?
Yep.
Guess what? Beast has cheetah strippers coming in later, too.
Hey, but check this out.
A sponsor.
I don't think we want to be butt-ass naked on chairs.
No one wants to see me naked.
No.
That's the beauty of radio. But I am.
We do have Naked Chris on every day from
3 to 4.
It's
from 9 to 10 and 3 to 4.
Yeah. I know it's a huge human resources problem. Like the Light FM DJs just keep walking by, and we're all naked right now. But I don't care because you won't give us a third hour, suits.
So you're gonna get naked? It's chilly out.
Don't care.
I will say this: in one of my band introductions at Riptide Sunday, I think it was Collective Soul, maybe, I don't know. I did get the crowd riled up with hashtag third hour. I said, everyone take out your phones now. I want you to go to your Twitter, to your Instagram, to your Facebook.
Sound like the network.
And say, and I want you to tweet Facebook or Instagram, hashtag third hour.
Take your head out. Open it.
I love that, the movie, The Network. It's good stuff. Except they use it at every sporting event.
Ah, man. Anyway, so the Dolphins take on the Patriots this week. Screw that team. They cheat. Belichick.
Great.
Team's not even that good. I don't even understand it.
What's the spread?
It's gone down to 7.5. A lot of money pouring in the Dolphins.
Take it all in the Dolphins, man.
Oh.
See, Robbie.
Pour it all in the Dolphins.
This is a perfect.
It's the oldest trick in the book. He did it last time.
Trick in the book.
I got to give him credit. Right. It did work last time.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, 38-7.
Look, I don't know how they're going
to
win a game where Brady scores 14 points because this offense is dreadful. This offense is dreck right now.
And the defense.
Terrible. But the offense is.
Bill Belichick said
so
the offensive
worse.
Line is fixable, though, for the Dolphins.
Oh, is it? They all had holding calls this past game. All of them.
It was either a sack or a holding. All kept taking
but
turns.
Bill said it's fixable.
Sure
it's the
best
coach ever.
Yeah, I'm sure. What are they going to do? Lop off their hands? They're just going to block by torso?
Use nubs.
That used to be the flag when I was like a kid in flag football. If you want to block, you got to grab your shirt. I'm like, what?
Oh, remember when you were a kid? They used to make you block
They made you block like this when you were in what? Get out of here. I got so many penalties.
Well, you know why.
Yeah, it was the fat kid. I could knock kids over.
No.
Well, no, I didn't have to use them.
Yeah.
I just cheated. I went, whoop, whoop. That's how it rolls. But yeah, man, offensive line is fixable. What is he talking about?
That's what Belichick said.
You know what I didn't like? I didn't like him saying that Cam Wake has a motor. I don't like that.
What's wrong with that?
He's a Hall of Famer. Show some respect. Well, he's not a Hall of Famer, but he's an all-time Dolphins great. Show some respect to a guy who's made Tom Brady's life hell. Motor.
What? You think...
Motor's not possible.
Motor's a good thing.
Wait, you don't think he has a chance to...
No.
Go to Hall of Fame with over 100 sacks in...
No.
Only, like, no. 9 years?
I don't think so.
Nah, I don't
it's
think
not
so,
impossible.
Man.
It's not... I don't,
it's not impossible. But
he'll make the semifinals of the
100
Hall of Fame.
100 sacks?
I don't think so.
I mean, 100
it's,
sacks?
It's going to be... Well, here's the thing. It's going to be...
For an undrafted guy?
Here's what he needs to do.
His number...
100 sacks for an undrafted guy carries
weight.
Does
that matter?
Here's the thing.
It matters.
You know that it's in... Especially with the NFL and Major League Baseball, but definitely the NFL, it's all political. All those reporters sit in a room. They go over or whatever. And if you don't have several guys backing you, then you're not getting in.
Here's the problem. Here's the only thing I would say. If you went... to California and said, who's Jason Taylor? There he is right there.
They would know.
Because of all the other stuff he does.
Right.
Very handsome.
K Cam Wake is all about football. So if I were to go to, say, Chicago, you know, a team that, say, doesn't play the Dolphins very often, and they say, are you familiar with Cam Wake? That's probably the litmus test, that if you can go everywhere, regardless of whether you played there or not, mention his name, and they say, yeah, that's that Russian from Miami.
Yep.
Then you got a chance.
I agree with that. I just think, I'm not trying to be a jerk saying he's not a Hall of Famer. I just don't think that that's going to get in. Like, look how long it's taken Zach Thomas to get to the semifinals.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
It seems like that momentum's getting there.
But
it's taken a while. Like, it's strange. Like, it took Urlacher getting in for people to say, hey, you know, Zach Thomas has better numbers than Brian Urlacher over his career.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, well, all right, so now he gets to move on.
Would you say, here.
But Urlacher was more famous, like you said.
Well, no, let's do it this way. Would you say Brian Urlacher was more of a game changer than Zach Thomas?
No. No, I wouldn't say that.
No, he was.
No.
I think he was just more famous, man. I think we're buying into narrative there. Like,
man, let me explain something to you.
I think Zach Thomas was better.
You think Zach Thomas was more of a game changer than Brian Urlacher?
Yes.
See, like, I get it. I think, by the way, I do think Zach Thomas should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
But one of the reasons why Brian Urlacher probably got there so quick is when you talk about middle linebackers, when he played, one of the first names come up is Brian Urlacher.
Yeah.
That is a sign of a Hall of Famer.
But I think you know how you just mentioned the Cam Wake thing? Like, if you go to Chicago and mention Cam Wake, do you think they know him?
Right.
Brian Urlacher was like one of the faces of the league. And I think that's
right because of how good he was.
Part of how good he was, but also like middle linebacker of the Chicago Bears. That does carry weight.
He had some endorsements. He was on TV.
And I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to be there. He absolutely deserves to be there. But I think him getting there and people looking at that, it was an afterwards thing. Like, once Brian Urlacher got in, people started noticing, like, who is he comparable to? Right. And people were like, Zach Thomas's numbers are kind of there.
Right. Question. And this is what I thought too. Are there any pass rushers with 100 sacks that aren't in the NFL?
That they're not in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
I'll check. I don't know.
I doubt it. If you said, are there any running backs with 100 touchdowns that aren't in the Hall of Fame, you'd be pretty
hard-pressed. I'm looking it up right now. I'm on it, kids. I'm on it.
Good to know.
Good to know. That means it'll be there on Tuesday.
Hall of Fame, 100 sacks.
Jim Jeffcoat?
All right, we got William.
Jim Jeffcoat has 102 sacks.
William Fuller is not in. Kevin Carter is not in. And was Dumerville not in yet?
They have 100 sacks?
Tippett had 100 sacks.
I'm looking at the all-time
Charles
sacks.
Charles Haley, William Fuller, Jim Jeffcoat had 102 sacks. Kevin Carter, Neil Smith.
Neil Smith had 100 sacks?
Yep.
There's been
104. Almost Dumerville. Again. Elvis Dumerville, he's not eligible yet.
Yeah, I played with Neil in high school.
Trace Armstrong?
Jared Allen, John Abraham aren't
Trace
eligible
Armstrong
yet.
Had 100 sacks?
Trace Armstrong had 106.
Wow, never mind.
Pat Swilling had 107. Greg Townsend had 109. Yes, so there's plenty of people. Is Simeon Rice?
There's a lot of people high up in that list, too, that really haven't been eligible yet.
Right.
So.
Dwight Freeney is going to go in,
I'm
right?
with you, Tex. He says
Mathis,
you guys are out of your mind
in.
If you think Zach changed games as much as Urlacher.
Terrell Suggs will go in.
I mean, Zach played a position where the numbers that he got were a requirement of that position. So if he didn't put up those numbers, he wouldn't have that job.
Uh-huh.
You understand? He played middle linebacker.
Yeah, I mean,
that being said,
the guy,
a
guy at his size.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
You're not staying
on
the field.
Again, I'm not saying that he's deserving. I'm just saying that when you play middle linebacker, you should lead the league in your team in tackles.
I think, like, right now we look at Cam Wake and, like, he's definitely going to be in the Ring of Honor for this franchise. Like, he'll definitely get that type of distinction. I don't know how many guys since Jason and Zach really who is going to get that honor besides Cam Wake. I don't think anybody else since because those are the last two to go up there, and I don't think anybody could sniff that.
Can you think of
McDuffie?
No.
He'll get in like that walk thing. He might even be in there already.
I can't think. That's
And look, kind of depressing. Those guys have been retired a long time or been done with the Dolphins for a long time.
Yeah, but
And like you said, Cam Wake, not drafted.
See that has more like Zach, Cam Wake, you know, I have a lot of respect for those guys simply because you weren't brought in to be as great as you were. You were brought in to be a filler, and you ended up with Hall of Fame numbers. That, to me, puts you in.
Leslie O'Neal.
Yeah, he played for San Diego.
Played for the Chargers, finished with 132 sacks, not in the Hall of Fame. That's the highest guy on the list. Everyone else is either
amazing because if you were to mention him, I don't think a lot of people would know how good he was.
Right.
You know.
Correct.
Right.
But John Abraham's coming up. Is he going to get in? John Abraham.
He should. Like,
he should. When you say John Abraham.
So the guys that are coming up are like Jared Allen, Julius Peppers, John Abraham. Like those
Jared
guys,
Allen will.
Those guys should get in.
Marcus Ware is going to get in. He's top 10.
Right.
Like Robert Mathis is probably going to get in.
I don't know. Mathis is borderline.
123.
He's right there with Simeon Rice.
Simeon Rice is 122.
Well, I go back to Mathis and I feel like I think of that line. I think Freeney.
That's a valid point, too. Right.
He's one spot above him. Freeney's one spot above Mathis.
Also not in Clyde Simmons.
Is Freeney still in the NFL?
No.
Still active?
No.
I feel like they're still
I think he just retired. 2017 was his last year.
I feel like they just call him up. Hey, Freeney, it's December. I need you to spin move some people.
I feel like I just saw him in a game.
We kind of feel that way about Cam Wake. Right?
Oh, yeah. Well, the Cam Wake thing's been like, they've been trying to put him in a... And Cam Wake's almost kind of like the Dolphins' Dwayne Wade. Like, yeah, we're going to keep producing this role. It's going to get phased out.
And
don't
then by
worry,
game
Cam.
Three, he's a starter.
He's like, all right, sounds good. And then this is like, yeah, we have nobody left. And somehow you're in the best shape of them all.
Freeney played for Atlanta last year, and that was it, I think.
Dwayne Wade, by the way, didn't seem really...
You know,
I think the fat cat syndrome. I think Dwayne Wade's starting to buy into it too.
I'm gonna tell you.
Can we go over this fat cat thing
tell
again?
You
because
how
I am very confused.
I'm gonna tell you how Dwayne Wade answered the question about himself.
Okay, we'll get to that. And also, you could hear Dwayne's comments on. He was asked about the idea of the Heat getting up, going just go up and down for teams, and the intensity they bring. And his answer is pretty interesting. We'll get to that next.